Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight, we have a special episode for you, one that I know many of you have been anticipating. It's the winner of our latest social media poll. We'll take a relaxing swim in a bioluminescent bay. If you've never heard of this phenomenon, it's truly a wonder of the natural world. And since the glowing waters are only visible at night, it makes for a great bedtime story. If you'd like to stay up to date on all of the latest Get Sleepy news, then be sure to follow the podcast on social media. Not only can you vote on episodes like this one, but soon we'll be letting you know about some merchandise for all of you wonderful listeners. It's something a number of you have requested, and we're really excited and grateful to know that you'd like to support and promote the podcast as much as possible. Get Sleepy is made by a small team, and we're not backed by a huge corporation or anything like that. We're just a group of normal people, like all of you, that want to make the world that bit better by helping everyone get a good night's rest. So we really do appreciate your support, in whatever shape or form it comes. To make sure you stay in the know on all of our updates, you can find links to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter in the show notes. And if you are enjoying the show and wondering about how you can support us, the very best way to do so is by subscribing to our supporters' feed, Get Sleepy Premium. It gives you access to our entire catalogue of bedtime stories and meditations. Plus, you get a bonus episode each Thursday, and it's all ad-free. Go to our website at getsleepy.com/support, or follow the link in the show notes to learn more about it. So, let's get on with our story, shall we? Before we begin, just take a moment to relax. As you lay in bed, take a nice, deep breath in. And gently release the air back out. Notice how, without any thought, that long exhalation of breath just reduces any tension or anxiety that you're feeling in your body. So take a few more deep breaths and notice the presence of your arms and legs. Feel them grow weightless on the bed. Soon, you will be floating in a warm, bioluminescent bay. Your arms and legs will drift a little in the buoyant, salty water. And you can carry that sense of relaxation with you as we begin tonight's journey. You are greeted by the soothing sound of gentle waves lapping at the shore of the bay. Puerto Rico is tropical, mostly warm and mostly wet. But the southwest corner is a little drier and more desert-like than the rest. Cacti and other succulents grow on the sandy dunes leading down to the crystalline sea. Many of the visitors who come here arrive in town by car. They explore the waterfront and its plaza, and take in its bustling restaurants, loud noises, and bright lights. But you've come here for a different reason. You're here to experience the natural wonder of this place, its bioluminescent bay. Bioluminescence is when a living organism produces light. Here on the coast of Puerto Rico is one of the world's best examples of this phenomenon. And that is what you've come to see. On a typical day, tour boats depart the busy docks every evening, taking people to see the bay. If you'd come here any other day, that's how you might have visited it too. But tonight is special. There are no boats leaving as the sun begins to set. Their engines are quiet, and the docks creak softly as the boats bob up and down beside them. Instead, we will drive down to the coast a little, walk to the beach, and swim our way out into the bay. It will be just us and the glowing water. As you drive from town, the hum of the harbour fades into the distance. You hear the rumble of your tyres on the road and feel the warm air blowing past your face through the open window. The road curls away from the last few homes and you let off the gas. A salt flat abuts the road. You glide to a stop, shut off the motor, and pause. In the glow of the fading sun, the greenish white salt flats reflect light into your eyes. You squint, adjusting to the brightness. After a moment, you let your gaze wander to the darker background. A stand of trees follows the sand to the sea. That looks like a good path. You take a large fluffy towel from the car and drape it over your shoulder. You set off on foot in the shelter of the forest, which is drier than you might expect around here. The sun is lower now, though the air still feels heavy with the heat of the day. You can hear rustling higher up in the trees as a breeze filters through their leaves. You walk with long, loping steps. Each feels a little slower and more relaxed than the last one. The ground is almost flat here, except for a gentle downward slope. It feels as if the sea is drawing you toward it. You don't have a clear view of the water from where you stand because of the dense line of mangrove trees growing before you. Mangroves cover many of these small islands, lending a depth to the coastal space. Even with a clear view, the exact border between sea and land is hard to make out, as these mangroves hold onto both with their leg-like roots. As the tide rises and falls, the trees look to be swimming or wading in the shallow water. Soon, you'll be doing the same thing. You glance at the sky above you. The sun is losing strength, and you aren't far from the water now. You can feel some air rise from the bay and over the land. Looking down once again, you see that your feet are now standing in the less compact sand of the shoreline. There is a gap in the mangroves, and you can see a way into the water. You pull the large towel from your shoulder and hang it over the thick branch of a tree. Maybe it's time to kick off your shoes and feel the ground on the soles of your feet. The sand is still warm from the earlier sun and makes for a pleasant contrast with the breeze that is starting to cool your skin. The water laps gently at the shore. The islands in the distance break up any waves before they can crash here on these beaches, creating a protected area. The tranquility of the water makes space for other sounds. You can hear flocks of seabirds squawk as they come home to roost in the trees behind you. Some insects emerge in the cooling air, their wings humming a calming vibration. Smaller birds peer through the tree branches, hoping the sound will lead them to a snack. Loose formations of seagulls above you catch the fading sunlight, their undersides pink against the fading sky. A few settle on the water, bobbing a little as they float. You take a few more steps toward a sandy cove, where it looks easier to reach the water. You hardly notice when the water first touches your feet. It is almost body temperature, so it feels like a warm bath. The welcoming sensation draws you further in. You step forward, slowly, feeling the sand fall away between your toes. You pause when the water covers your ankles, lapping a little higher from time to time. A gentle splash dances across your shins. You pick up your feet and wade in deeper and deeper. Each step is a little bit slower than the last. The water resists each one a little more. Before long, the water reaches your waist. Then, you lean forward and float. Instead of resisting you, the water now carries you. It embraces your body and washes over your skin. You feel a sense of serenity as you drift weightlessly. You tilt your head back so your ears are beneath the water. As you move, the sounds change. First, they skip along the surface to your ears. Then, when you dip below, you hear different sounds, muffled and deeper. Looking around, you can see that you are now in a channel, surrounded on most sides by the sand and the trees. The sun is below the horizon, but is still illuminating the sky. There aren't many clouds, just a few wisps high above, converting the fading daylight into a red and orange glow. You start kicking gently in the water, effortlessly wandering along the surface. Now that you are down at water level, you can marvel at the mangroves on their terms. Their woody legs are a dark red. Their roots are flying buttresses, even gaudier than the most Gothic cathedrals in Europe. They reach wide, away from the trunk and into the earth. Some roots create little arches that attach to lower roots. That's how they hold the trees steady amidst the rise and fall of tides and the ebb and flow of waves. The mangrove leaves are elongated and come to a rounded point. They create a dense, bush-like ball. Birds can flit in and out, but it isn't easy for larger animals to move through a stand of mangroves, whether by air or sea. That makes mangroves great natural protectors of young animals. But the mangroves are helpful for other forms of life too. Algae can anchor to mangrove roots and filter feed, along with larger sea creatures such as barnacles, oysters, and sponges. Crustaceans and small fish hide among the weaving roots. Birds nest in the canopy and on ground level, depending on the species. This environment is also a natural protector of the land. When a storm arrives, mangroves and the islands and coastlines they inhabit help to slow down the surging water. The roots hold the sand firm. As you float, enjoying the touch of ocean on your skin, you watch the ecosystem around you. It's all based on the mangroves. They deserve some appreciation, you think. They are resilient enough to resist tides and storms that would harm their environment and community. And they manage to hold together grains of sand that are almost always in motion. With all of the tides and storms that pass through our own lives, perhaps there's a few things we could learn from the mangroves. The constant, gentle kick of your feet has now sent you drifting across the channel to a denser stand of trees. You breathe in the salty air and feel the water against your face. You reach forward with your arms and kick with your legs. The ocean keeps you afloat, and you slide effortlessly forward. Every few strokes, you look around. You aren't far out in the water. You swim along the channel and into the bay. The water here is shallower and still warm from the daytime heat. You could stand and walk if you wanted to, but you prefer to float. It's more relaxing. The last of the daylight slips away. Looking to your right, you notice a few bright stars beginning to twinkle. You breathe and paddle. Breathe and kick. Each movement flows into the next, and you're in no hurry. You keep swimming until you're right in the middle of it. Then you turn and float on your back, looking directly up and welcoming the night sky. It's not daytime anymore, but it's not nighttime yet either. There are definitely more stars in the sky, but it's still a dark purple. Your breathing slows down now that you're not moving as much. The air grows still. You hear fewer birds and more gentle lapping of the waves. As you look into the water around you, you start to wonder if your eyes are playing tricks. Was that a tiny spark at your fingertip? Is the water catching some kind of reflection from the sky? You look around, searching for an explanation. The edge of the bay is all dark green mangrove stands. There's no artificial light. The sun is gone. You can see more stars above you, steady but still dim. The light in the water is different. For one thing, it isn't steady. Sometimes when you paddle, a little glow appears around your hand. But sometimes it doesn't. Wait, look there. Isn't that a kind of tiny twinkling? It doesn't last long enough to focus your eyes on it. It's hard to trust that something like that could be real, and not just the kind of illusion that happens when you rub your eyes. But there it is again. You swim and the water sparkles. You stop and it doesn't. Of course, you can't really stop moving completely, so it's hard to trust your senses. It's worth a try though. You take in a deep breath and float on your back, moving as little as possible. You close your eyes and try to adapt them to the dark. Now, you can only sense the water around you and the air above you. There's almost no sound, just the distant lapping of water against the roots of the mangrove trees. Bringing your attention back to yourself, you can hear the water against your ears. You open your eyes again. You're barely moving. The stars are brighter now, so you can turn your gaze back to the water and sweep your arm through it as fast as you can. There's no doubting it now. The bubbles behind your arm are incandescent. It's almost blue, but you're not sure. the stronger you stir the water, the longer it churns and glows. You stop trying to stir it up, and just notice how the glow ripples and responds to your natural strokes, like little puffs of magic in the water. Sometimes, when you kick or paddle a little more, you see more of a glow. Other times, it nearly fades, like when you breathe in and float almost completely still. The glow comes from microscopic creatures called dinoflagellates. They are organisms made up of just one cell. Each has a kind of tail that can wiggle and help the creature move. But they mainly float at the mercy of the tides. They drift up and down as the water temperature rises and falls over the course of a day. They float in and out of the bay, depending on the tides and the strength of the rivers that feed the sea. You can drift with them. You might not feel the water moving as you float, but if you keep an eye on the shore and the stars, they will eventually signal where you are going. The bioluminescent beings are in no hurry. They are already in the right place. As the water moves around them, they drift and capture nutrients. These little organisms can't see, so their glowing light isn't used to illuminate their path. Instead, the light is a defense mechanism. It can startle potential predators. It can also attract even bigger ones. After all, those that eat their predators are their friends. But you can't find bioluminescent creatures everywhere. For one thing, the chemical reaction they use to make light depends on the acidity of the water. Each cell contains two types of enzymes that affect their glow. When something bumps the cells, a tiny chemical spark flies between the two. But the acidity affects how much those enzymes react. Here in the bay, you see a blue-green colour when that happens. It lasts only a fraction of a second. If there was just one bioluminescent creature, we might not even see its light. But the sea here is awash with them. In other words, the community cooperates to protect itself from predators. Together, they muster the right amount of light for just long enough to improve the community's safety. In fact, your very presence stirring up in the water, causing the creatures to light up, might even help. Think of yourself as a defender of these special creatures, a bodyguard of the bioluminescent bay. There are other ways that humans can help the bay, of course. Because the chemistry of the water affects the glow, taking care of the ecosystem is important. It might make sense for coastal communities to embrace their twinkling offshore neighbors, which attract more visitors the stronger they shine. It might even be possible for the dimness of the bioluminescence, its subtle and fleeting nature, to encourage people to slow down and pay more attention to their interaction with coastal life. We can protect the mangrove forests that, in turn, help calm the waters in bays like these. It certainly feels worth it, floating out here in these magical tides. Above you, the skies are black with crystal pinpricks, mapping out the constellations. Around you, the land is cushioned by muted mangrove forests. And out here, in the water, you glow with every movement. You are part of the show. You can feel your connection to the stars, to the sky, to the water, and the trees. Within you and around you, there is a sense of timelessness. You watch the constellations shift as you travel deeper into the night. You could stay here until dawn, floating in the warm embrace of the water. But then, you think of your towel draped across the trunk of the sturdy tree. It's cozy and inviting, too. You roll over and start to pull your arms through the water, kicking gently behind you. A glowing trail follows in your wake. You pass the roots of the mangrove trees. A bird flits from branch to branch at the water's edge. Before long, the tips of your toes brush against the soft, sandy bottom of the channel. Carefully now, you bring yourself upright as you move from sea to land. Like a mangrove, you inhabit both worlds here. Neither one holds you entirely. You enjoy the ever-shifting nature of this in-between space. Slowly, you use your legs to bring you to shallow water. Resistance lessens with every step. You feel the warm night air begin to dry the droplets of water on your skin, sending a pleasing tingle down your spine. The sand feels dry beneath your feet. Steps away, you find your towel, warm and dry, just where you left it. You breathe in the familiar scent of cotton as you wrap it around your shoulders. It's comforting, but it's warm enough here that you don't need it draped around you for long. You turn to face the bay once again and lay the towel out across the sand. Off in the distance, a faint glow emanates from below the water's surface. You lay down on the towel and feel the sand beneath conform to the shape of your body. Nestled here, safe and sound, you look skyward. The stars have shifted slightly and the sky around them is a deep, inky black. As you watch them make their slow walks across the universe, your eyelids grow heavy. The stars form lazy halos as your vision starts to blur. With the sound of the water lapping against the roots of the everlasting mangrove trees, you are lulled into a deep and restful sleep.